Mike.
Hey
Mike.
again, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You good? Yeah, I don't know. I just turned on my computer. That's all right. Mike, have you heard of Tara Reid, who sells a master class called, or a boot camp called Apps Without Code?
Apps without code.
Yeah, apps. APPS, apps without code. Have you heard of her?
Well, I've not heard of the author, I'll be honest with you, but I know that there are applications without code if that's what you're trying to refer to.
Yeah, well, I just wondered if you knew her or knew of her. How are you different? My assumption is you guys are probably a very sophisticated web development company who specializes in web apps and mobile apps, huh?
You're almost there. Looks like we've spoken before, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
Anyway,
and
I'm supposed to have a call. Well, are you with APPIT Ventures, Appit Ventures?
No, sir. I've
No.
heard their name, I'll be honest with you, but I don't know them personally. And this is often Mazur, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
So are you looking to build an app and that's how you contacted Appit,
Yeah,
or what spurred the connection
maybe.
between you
Yeah, well, maybe, Mike. It depends on,
and
a
me?
lot of it depends on the price, I mean, if you guys are, if your beginning price is, $15,000, I'm probably not a customer. If it's even 10, I'm not a customer.
Okay. So what sort of application are you trying to build?
Oh, Mike, I'd just like to do something to make some money. I'd like to build an app that people can download probably for free, possibly for free, and then subscribe to my whatever, my magazine, my newsletter, my training class, whatever,
Okay.
and pay me a fee.
So, did you get a quote from some other companies? I think you contacted Epit,
No,
right? Did they?
Abbott's going to call me in about 7 minutes for a Zoom call. I thought maybe that was you, but it's not. But I'm on there.
Yeah, I can assure you, we're not Epit.
Yeah.
So that's the first company you're contacting about your idea, and they're going to give you a quotation that you're going to work from.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk. I don't know that they'll give me a quote. We'll talk. We'll have this kind of talk. The problem, Mike, is me. I'm the problem because I can't decide what I want to do. I can't decide what I'm going to sell. I can't decide what I'm going to offer. And I'm, until I can zero in and say, okay, this is exactly what I want, or 98% sure this is what I want, I'm not a good prospect. I'm just wasting everybody's time.
Okay, Ken, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, I'm just trying to build a persona in my mind on who I'm speaking
You
to.
can. I'm retired.
Okay,
I'm
right.
retired.
Well, see, I can tell
Yeah.
you, I mean, there's so many ways to make money online, I'd be honest with you, but, it all comes down to whether what your past experience is. And then I think one of the primary deciding factors to boil down upon what you should pursue is also the cost. Although I hate to talk about the numbers so upfront, because it all comes down to what you plan for yourself. But what you want to pursue will also come down to what kind of budget you have, right? So what kind of background do you
Yeah.
have, by the way? Before you got retired, what were you doing for bread and
I'm
butter?
a real estate broker.
Okay. More like a Keller Williams real estate broker.
You. What's that?
Like a Keller Williams real estate broker, or were you doing it on a freelance basis?
No, freelance.
Okay. And so how do you think you can bring that online? I mean, how can you offer your expertise with I mean, if you have like years of experience dealing in real estate, for example, you could bring the knowledge online. Given your persona, given your age, given that you've worked in the industry for a long time and now you're retired, I think something like a consultation for other real estate brokers could be a good direction for you.
Yeah, probably so, Mike. What, you have a nice accent. What country are you from?
Well, I am an Australian myself, and I came to the U.S., I think, before COVID. That was a year before COVID. I had to go back to
where did you,
2020. Sorry?
What country?
I come from Australia, like I said.
Oh, Australia. I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I was supposed to leave at the time when COVID came in 2020. But then I realized it was a bit too late and I had to stay back. So now I'm living in the USA and I pretty much settled here.
Oh, boy. Well, you could you could do worse, I guess.
I'm satisfied.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, let's do this. My email is Makovic@Hotmail. Why don't you email me and start you and I can stay in touch that way.
You already have my email from me, and I think you already responded back to it, so I think we have a good connection. Now you have my number as well.
Oh.
So you just need to figure out a better time to speak with me and then, see if we can work on something together.
Okay. All right, Mike. Well, thank you, and we'll talk later, huh? I've got to grab this call.
All right, then.
Okay, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Make your acquaintance.
Yeah.
I'll let you go. Enjoy the day. Thank you, Mike.